Hey guys, what's going on? I'm Heinz. I'm one of your hosts over at the Forever Alone Podcast. Thanks for downloading the show. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at the Forever Alone Pod. And we got an email, so email us at foreveralonepodcast@yahoo.com. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
Go.
Okay, I got it going again. We left off with you screwing up the recording.
Okay, guys. So we're back. I'm still playing Smurfs Village because it's an amazing game.
No.
Wait, we didn't get done talking about what? Oh, yeah, I think we did.
So I'm sorry if we messed anything up there. If we did, it's all Ryan's fault.
No, not true.
I'll put his home address.
Kevin's
always
right. Kevin was like, I'm gonna beat you up, and I was like, oh my god, and I got scared and accidentally hit the key to turn it off and deleted the program, and deleted my operating system as well.
Kevin. Kevin.
Yeah.
Do you know how to access Ryan's IP address?
I could if I really wanted to.
Post it on 4chan.
There we go.
I did not just say that.
Jason?
What?
I know how to access yours.
Okay, now that this just took a turn down the awkward road. I'm done talking.
Wait, Jason, you're going to talk about something gaming. Even if you didn't do any, you're going to talk about it.
Something gaming.
Whether you played a
math game. Why do you guys have to make me talk about gaming even though I don't do gaming?
Oh, wait, shut up, fag. Shut up, fag. I got to say something. Today in first hour, I actually got to level 60-something in Bloons Tower Defense 3.
That reminds me. Oh. Go ahead. Wait, so you mock me for playing Smurfs Village,
and you're over there playing Bloons Tower Defense 3. Yes. Have you played
it? I think everybody played it like 6 years ago. Continue.
But 6 years ago, like games that came out 6 years ago, or like the equivalent to awesome in first hour. Let's face it. Any time you're on a computer at school. See?
First hour.
People play like helicopter game at school. That game's gay, but I play it anyway.
What is your first hour?
French. See my point?
Why do you want to be in French?
Joke. Wait, what?
Why are you on computers in French?
Language lab. Wait, are you in a language now?
No.
Oh, you basically go down to the computers and you like do listening and shit. It's terrible.
Okay, then. What
I
else
don't listen because it tells me all the answers after they do it, so I just play balloons, and then as soon as they tell the answers, I write them down. All right.
Okay, what else have you done gaming that might have actually been productive?
What other kind of gaming?
What kind of pizza have you eaten in the last? Yes, gaming.
Actually, I had a pepperoni.
Hey, pizza.
Pepperoni
actually, I'd like
today.
To talk about that.
Same here. That's really weird.
Bacon today.
We should talk about pizza.
Okay, later.
No.
Ryan, continue.
I had pepperoni and bacon pizza. That's really odd.
I heard you played Diablo 2.
What?
I heard you were playing Diablo 2.
I heard you were
playing Modern Warfare 2. Don't start that again.
Actually, I was playing Modern Warfare 2.
Yeah.
So how was Diablo pre-release?
So how was the map pack for Modern Warfare 2?
Oh, it was the same as Call of Duty 4, you know, as always. I love how we just bash games. Amazing.
Well, on another note, Battlefield Bad Company 2 I played.
Why?
It's fun, and I don't have Battlefield 3.
Oh, okay, that explains it.
And I played Borderlands, but that was like a week ago. Got to record some of that. Again, I owned you in Portal. I just had to mention that again.
I highly doubt that.
No. I owned him. He got shut out.
Yeah, shush.
He got shut out.
Like,
he didn't even get a point.
It's actually true.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah, he just...
Continue.
Oh, it looks like someone's a little... I think we should keep on talking about this.
Yeah.
Hey, Ryan, do you remember what...
Kevin, just unbunch your panties right now.
What?
Well, it appears you have your panties in a bunch right now. So,
Oh, my audio just exploded right there. Okay, what else have you been doing?
I haven't been doing any other gaming because I've just been playing Diablo all week.
I just got a 4-page text. I don't have time to read that. Okay, so what do you do in Diablo?
What do you do?
Absolutely not.
If I had to compare it to one game, I would compare it to
Diablo 2.
Yeah. No. Well, the multiplayer is like Borderlands kind of. Well, not. It's like Borderlands kind of, like how you can just join in a game at a mission kind of.
So, like, the menu selection is like Borderlands. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah.
So nothing like Borderlands.
They do the multiplayer like it, like how you can join in and then you can play with up to four people and they're around the same point as you are on the same mission.
Okay.
So there's another game I had that was kind of like it that I thought of, but I don't remember what it was.
Shut up.
What do you do in it?
Yeah. What do you do?
Nothing.
You own these scrubnubs.
Okay.
No, you. I don't know. You beat it. You fight bosses. You get armor. It's basically like Borderlands.
So it's like every RPG ever made.
Except fun.
Okay.
Because like every other RPG pretty much sucks. Like Skyrim was fun for like 2 hours. Okay, 50. But
I only wasted 3 minutes on that game. Well, counting the time I was actually playing it, it was closer to 600. But that doesn't count.
Well, if I get over 50 hours in this game, then that means this one's better than Skyrim.
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to give you 5.
What?
25 hours, and then you're going to stop playing it.
What?
Okay.
Oh, 25. No, I seriously can hear you. You cut out like twice in a row.
Okay.
I'll give you 5 hours, and then you're going to rage quit it.
You cut out so hard. 25 hours?
Yeah.
Yeah. You said 25 hours.
No. I'm gonna get max level on all characters. There's five different characters.
Oh, Jesus.
No, you're not.
I heard it takes over. Okay, max level is 60. I heard it takes over 40 hours to get to 52.
And usually the last 8 ones, you're just like.
Yeah, dying. Well, that was somebody who kind of. Oh, yeah, I suck too. Yeah.
So what, 40 hours to get to 52? Let's just say it's about 50 to get to 60. That's 250 hours.
Yeah.
That's over 10 days.
Yeah. I had over 40 days on one character on another game, which I'm not going to say the name of.
Yes, you will. What's the name of
it? I'm going to knee you in the throat.
What?
Watch, it is World of Warcraft.
Oh, it is.
Okay. Oh, my God. English is going to get interesting.
No, I don't play that anymore, so I don't even care.
Okay.
You can bash it all you want. What?
You used to play it?
When I was like, I played it when I it literally started when I was like 11. Played it for like 2 months, got bored because I got sick of paying for it. Then played another, then wanted to play it again. Played again in like 6 months, got bored, stopped playing. I quit like 18 times playing that game because the price is a wasted asshole.
That doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, and another character had 20 days on it.
So you've spent over.
But
six
the game,
days.
I got the game in 06. That's over 6 years.
Still, 60 days on WoW.
Actually, a few other characters, too. Like, one of them has, like, 4 days. What?
Ryan, what are you eating or drinking? Let's talk about our new stuff.
You know what? Hang on. I'm going to go get a Pepsi.
Okay, so he's eating a Pepsi. So, Jason, it's me and you. You ready to begin
God,
our first
this is
going to
be awkward.
Susan Warren, the cleaning fairy, is accused of breaking into houses and cleaning them. So this woman runs around town in her cute little outfit, breaks down.
Did you really just say what? What?
Breaks down doors, cleans their house, and leaves.
Is she at least hot?
No.
Okay, then I do not want that ever happening to me.
Oh, no, no, she got arrested because she leaves a bill.
It splashed all over me when I opened it.
That's what she said.
It doesn't make sense.
Okay. She goes and cleans their house and then leaves a bill on their table.
Wait, are you talking about the fairy one?
Yeah.
Let me see this.
Bitch move.
Wait, okay, so you're talking about the fairy one.
We're under the age of 18, but so are we, so it doesn't matter.
Susan Warren, cleaning fairy, accused of breaking into home and cleaning it.
She like kicks down doors, cleans the house, and then will leave a bill and walk away.
Genius.
And she's the cleaning fairy?
She's called the
cleaning... Wait, is that a picture of her?
Yes.
No, no, said... Oh, no, that's somebody... Oh, is this the, is the Asian guy here?
No, 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 it's not the Asian guy. I saw that too. No, that Asian guy.
Just picture that guy just in like a fairy suit, just jumping in windows.
I have no idea why that Asian guy's there.
Here's some Windex. And he just runs out with a $75 bill left on their table. So what and how does he receive the payment? That's what I'm wondering.
She left a phone number.
Oh,
spam her phone.
Just leave a note. Yeah, $75. Put it on your pillow. I'll be there in 5 days. All right. Yeah, is that it?
No, no, no. What would you guys do if the cleaning fairy came to your house?
I'd pay her.
Stab her repeat chest.
I'd do a mixture of both and do several things in between.
I'd pay her, stab her.
Paying her and stabbing her.
Pay her, stab her repeatedly in the chest, take the money back. Totally legal.
Yeah.
Oh, just what she's doing is totally legal too. You know,
breaking into other people's houses and messing
to
up.
To clean, area. To clean.
Okay, okay.
I mean, what if Hitler broke into Poland and he was like free candy for everybody? Like, you guys wouldn't be like, oh, this guy's a douche. But then you guys would be like, he's really
he
good.
He gives us the candy and then leaves a $70.
And then he's like, yeah,
he's mad.
He's like the guy, or this lady's like the guy at the bar who's like, yeah, drinks for everybody. And then he's like, but you guys have to pay for your own after he already has them.
All right, we're done with this story as we bring in Hitler. Falling sheep, straight cars on the way, hundreds dead.
Wait, what?
Truck carrying 400 livestock crashed, rolled in a hungover in Australian overpass.
Oh, is it hundreds of sheep dead? Oh,
it just says hundreds dead.
They totally tricked you on that one. It says no humans were severely injured.
Sending Fox, flying Fox onto the reports. Highway below and demolishing several cars.
Oh my god.
But it says Fox News reports, so it must be wrong.
Oh, I didn't see that. I feel bad now.
Oh no, is it Fox News reports that all sheep had to be put down? Hey, this could be for your research paper, Kevin.
Oh yeah, I could use this. Animal testing is right because Fox News is against it.
Seems perfectly legit.
Oh my god. Family
hundreds
didn't know.
Of sheep injured. At least three cars were totaled. Not wrecked. Totaled. As sheep flew on the highway.
Wait. So hang on. At least three cars were totaled, but no humans were severely injured. How is that even possible?
You total a car with sheep.
The better question is, how do you total a car with sheep?
You guys need to try to do this. You're driving on a highway, and out of nowhere, 400 sheep just come flying down at you. You look up, and all you see...
The first thing I would probably do is just fall asleep instantly, because, you know, counting sheep. Ha, ha, ha.
You're stupid.
You're going to look up, and all you see is just like, bah, and there's just sheep. Raining down upon your car.
It's like amnesia. You just throw sheep at people and fall asleep eventually.
Okay, I would probably just like flip out and not do anything else.
Wow, why would you flip out?
I want to know how far they fell.
Yeah. Were they what they fell from?
I thought they were in a car or in a truck, it said.
They were in a truck and the truck fell off the overpass on the back of it. But how far up was the overpass?
Wait, there were 400 sheep and hundreds were dead. I'm assuming all of them didn't die. How do you not die?
Sheep.
You fall off an overpass as a
into
sheep.
Into oncoming
die.
Traffic.
What?
Sheep from bath salts. It's the only thing that makes sense.
Emergency officials said they were surprised nobody was badly wounded. It's miraculous, an ambulance worker told Fox News. It's miraculous.
The truck wreckage was so tightly wrapped around the overpass, it was difficult to move.
What happened to the truck driver?
No charges are pending.
What? Charges are pending?
No charges.
No charges are pending.
How do you charges in something like that?
And but what happened to the driver?
He died.
I want to find the driver.
She ate him.
The driver's name is homeless. The homeless guy who got eaten.
Oh, that's right. Oh, the guy. One of them that got eaten.
Ronald Popo.
It was Pueblo.
Ronald Popo. Have you seen the picture of his face eaten off?
I have. That thing's nasty.
That is just disgusting.
It looks like someone was eaten out after their period.
But we'll get to that later. I think we're going to move on to the next story. So I think we all saw this.
Jason, he's just like, no, you did not just say that.
Okay, I think we've all seen this comment sooner or later. Are you guys ready for this news article?
I honestly did not expect that kind of comment.
Neither did I.
It was a comparison.
There is no comparison.
Oh, Kool-Aid gunfight. This is the one Robbie brought up in history.
Detroit teens been wounded after a gunfight broke out over eyewitnesses saying they were arguing over who makes the best Kool-Aid. So I am not trying to like stereotype anyone, but I found this hilarious when I read it.
The Kool-Aid was purple.
I think it's red.
Red? No, that's just the packet on the just. That's just the first one they could think of.
The initial argument began over Kool-Aid. A witness told reporters.
Well, the real question is who was the better.
I totally agree.
I honestly want to know.
If they had a kill for this, I gotta know who actually makes the. They're gonna be on the next top. They're gonna be in the next Hell's Kitchen for that. Like, all right, guys, Chef Ramsay coming in. Who can make the best Kool-Aid?
You know, it's such a great stereotype. Detroit gunfight, black people, Kool-Aid. I love it.
And Detroit, I love it. This all makes sense now.
Next is who can cut the best watermelon slice.
Who can go to jail for the most murders. Just give it time. This is all going to become real.
They're going to stab each other with watermelon slices and throw chicken bones at each other.
And then in the open with Kool-Aid.
That's their disinfectant.
Just pour Kool-Aid in the open wound.
I think we should move on before we offend more people.
No, this is great. We don't have a fan base, so this doesn't matter.
Yeah, you got a point there.
Instead of Band-Aids, they just let them bleed out into a pitcher, and then they pour Kool-Aid in there and just...
Their blood is Kool-Aid, so they just throw blood.
they mix Kool-Aid with bath salts.
Oh,
I'm in tears right now. Okay, I'm wheezing.
Let's go on to the next. We got sheep killing each other, a bunch of black people killing each other over Kool-Aid. I think now would be the proper time to.
We've been officially labeled as racist. Podcast.
Well, there's more people. Okay,
then again, how many people who would actually get offended by that actually watch podcasts? Like, let's face it, the majority of people who even know what a podcast is are probably like middle class white people.
Yeah, he's got a point. How about this one?
So they obviously don't care because they grew up in the society of racism.
Yeah, I mean, being white is great. I'm not racist.
Parents try to name their daughter.
CJ says so.
Okay. Following his philosophy, you can go back in any time.
But
as a white person,
they don't want to go anywhere before 1980.
Can I go on to the next one?
Sure thing, buddy.
This one's out. You guys don't have this one. I just thought it'd be a good time. Adolf Hitler Campbell custody battle. This person, they named their child Adolf Hitler.
Okay.
And the feds took him away.
What?
Wow.
What?
Wow.
A New Jersey Superior Court judge ruled Thursday that the couple will not regain custody of their four children, three of whom are named in honorable prominent Nazi historical figures.
That's how could they do that? Just they named their child after such a great human being. I don't know.
And now we're going to the next article.
You are all right, man.
Okay, then. Reynaldo's Carlos Escobar. I can't imagine what ethnicity he is.
I'm guessing
sends
Asian.
Officer sends the officer that was his drug messages. He told him he is selling meth.
No, yeah, that's not even that happens like all the time now. I think because you know when people go on like Facebook. Have you seen those the troll things where people go on? It's like, hey, you know where I can get weed? And then they like they send him a number, and it's like the sheriff or whatever of the county.
Oh, that's terrible.
That's awesome.
That is awesome. I would do that. to you, Kevin, because you know you're such a hothead.
But he mistakenly sends the officer. Like, he doesn't call him. He sends him a text message saying, hey, I got meth for sale.
What if the officer was like, oh, sweet.
Yeah.
They just turn it around.
I'd be scared.
Well, wait. What if he just... Like, what if I sent that to an officer? What if I was like, hey, I have meth, bro, and I didn't actually have meth? What would they do? Would they just be like...
I don't know, but I bet if your name is Raimondo Carlos Escobedo, you're
arrested.
Definitely
you'd
going
get arrested just for walking on the street with that name.
Exactly. Oh, we're back down in Arizona now.
I thought you were going to say we're back down to racism now.
Yeah, that too. I have one more that you guys don't have, and I think we should... no, I'll save that one for when we talk zombies. How about this one?
I see a funny picture.
Angel Roman is accused of biting kittens' lips off.
Oh, what? God.
Yep.
Angel... Oh, he's Asian.
Oh, that... Oh.
He might be Asian. I don't know. It's kind of like a mix. He kind of looks like maybe a Puerto Rican or something.
I don't know. I'm yet to be able to load it.
So I don't know, because I know Asians. Yeah, he's Asian. You know, they eat dogs and stuff, so that might be normal for them.
So Roman was left alone with his feline. While
the racist towards everyone. It's already hit the black people, the Mexicans, and now the Asians.
A man allegedly told police that he bit the lips off of a kitten because he was depressed after his girlfriend left him.
Well, that's reasonable.
Roman was left alone with felines when the owners were out of town, according to Lewisham County Sheriff.
He wanted to eat some pussy.
Not what you're thinking of.
The cat, okay. Obviously. Roman told an accusation. He bit the lips off of the kittens and burnt its ears and whiskers with a lighter.
Well, I could see the biting lip thing, maybe. No, I can't. I still can't see that even.
That's terrible. Why am I laughing?
It's hilarious.
I'm a terrible human being.
Okay, next
we all
one.
Are.
Man, the owners told police that Roman spends a lot of time with kittens, but they didn't realize they were hurting him.
They were hurting him.
Apparently so. Okay, next one. Man tries to pay for meal.
It's marijuana at Denny's.
Marijuana.
Oh, yeah, with marijuana.
I keep seeing this Asian guy at the bottom of the page, and I just keep thinking it's him.
So is anybody else shocked? At 2 a.m. on a Saturday.
No, not at all.
He walks into his Denny's. I think the first issue is he's walking into a Denny's. The second issue is it's 2 a.m. on a Saturday. And who orders $9.91 worth of food at Denny's at 2 a.m. on
how
Saturday?
Do you even...
Wait, how much money did he spend?
$9.91.
At Denny's?
That's what I thought.
Don't you get like the buffet for like $5?
Yeah, I thought the buffet was $5. So, I mean, did you order what? One and a half? Well, apparently he allegedly offered the cashier $1 and a bag of marijuana.
Lol.
And he didn't
apparently
accept?
Since, yeah, we're not allowed to do that anymore. When the cashier wouldn't accept the...
I thought barters were still in play here.
When the cashier wouldn't accept the marijuana...
I guess that's why I wouldn't accept the marijuana. My fur trades anymore.
Okay, he openly attempted to sell it to other Denny's customers.
And what? Who told on him? Like, who?
The cashier then called the local police, what? But the man fled into a nearby forest before they arrived.
What? Why would the cashier... Oh, well, I guess he didn't pay.
Other restaurants pardoned recognized that this has happened before.
What? Oh, my God.
Zombie
apocalypse has started.
No, we still got a couple more before we can do zombies.
Zombies.
Zombies will be... final one that I have ready. Suzanne, this woman, number one, why do women motorcycle? I just find that disturbing. But she was motorcycling.
Yeah, I'll do.
Okay, good. She was hit in the head by a golf ball.
Oh, I saw that one.
Nice.
Oh, that's your last article? Oh, no. Oh, no.
Did she die?
No.
Oh,
she had 3 shattered teeth, and she's lost all feeling in her face.
Well, since we've offended
everybody.
She was
hit in the head with a... With what? A golf
ball?
A better question is...
And she lost 3 teeth and all the feeling in her face.
Yeah.
A better question is she a dyke?
Okay, I could see the physics of that.
I'm not going to answer that question. That's up to you.
Because she wears a leather jacket and she rides a motorcycle. She must be a lesbian.
Yeah, I'm seeing it too.
She's probably taking it up to Home Depot.
She's going up to the she's going up to the store to buy a strap.
Okay.
Yeah, because totally you would take a motorcycle to buy that.
Just imagine if she had that like in her pocket and she was on her way home and then she died because of this golf ball thing and they're like doing the investigation and they just find that. They're just like,
it's like she gets in a crash on her way home and they find that the wreckage.
It's through a guy's windshield like 5 feet.
It's stuck like halfway. It's the murder weapon.
There's like some other dead guy like 10 feet over, and it's like lodged in the back of his throat. It launched over and went in his car window and hit him. Oh my god!
I found tools to talk about.
Oh god, I'm gonna have a.
How about this? Woman finds picture of Jesus in the mold of her shower.
I guess Jesus is shower mold. I guess that's what they're implying.
Bath salts.
Shower mold, bath salts, same thing.
Okay, how about this one? World War II tree carving links American GI to his bride 65 years later.
What?
Yeah.
No, I didn't. Wow. Literally just
it was 1945, just hours before the run-up on the D-Day invasion, when an American soldier stationed in England carved a note to his wartime sweetheart. He had been secretly married before heading off to war. Huh. The carving read, Frank Fearing, Hudson, Massachusetts, 1945. He was followed by the name Helen, according to the reporter. This is the most retarded article I've ever read.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be funny somehow, like you said. Yeah. I ate the last cookie or something.
All right, well, I just typed in interesting articles. Here's the first one. They're on Wikipedia. Oh, Wikipedia articles are stupid as AIDS.
Well, mine's better. Ken Schmidt reunited with his pet iguana 5 months after a burglary.
Hey, did you know if you go... Oh, crap, wait, what is it? No, wait, what?
Yeah, I know. Pretty crazy, right?
Wait,
he lives
so
in California.
The pet
some
got robbed.
Yeah.
The pet got stolen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sweet Jesus.
Mm-hmm. The lizard lived in his auto shop for 17 years and was the only thing stolen.
Whoa.
Deputies say blood near a broken window led to a suspect. So this man punched a window, broke his hand just to steal this lizard.
What an idiot. Honestly, though, I think the guy has balls for doing that.
Yeah,
balls of steel.
It was a emotional...
Balls of steel.
That's disturbing.
Did you... Wait, I just read this. Some Wikipedia readers have observed that clicking the first link in the main text of a Wikipedia article and then repeating the process for subsequent articles usually eventually gets you to the philosophy article. So,
I totally did not pay attention, and nor will I ever care about
them. Basically, if you go random article, I'm gonna try this right now, and click the first link, and you click the first link, every time you click and you keep clicking the first link, you will eventually come back to the philosophy article. I'm gonna try to find this now.
It's called an algorithm.
It said in 94.5% of cases it happens.
If you do the same thing repeatedly enough times, you will eventually get back to the starting spot.
No, you're stupid.
I gotta get my corn. I haven't harvested my corn yet today.
Then all of your corn's gonna die. I'm gonna burn it.
No, I just got it all. I'm gonna plant some blackberries.
Letters, grapheme. Don't know what that is. Written language.
How does it go from letters? To
writing system. Symbolic
yeah, you're not,
system.
You're not making it back.
Anthropology.
Yeah, you're definitely not making it back.
I'm not sure if that counts as one. Humanities, academic discipline.
What?
Knowledge, facts, Latin. Loading. Italic language.
Yeah, you're definitely in the wrong
Indo-European.
Spot.
I'm just trying to get back to the philosophy. Family. Oh, languages, human. All right, you can continue on your way. I'm just going to keep trying to do this until I get it.
Okay, Jason, I think it's time.
Time?
Zombie time.
Time to kick ass and take names.
So.
It is time.
How do you guys want to start?
Oh.
How do you guys want to start this?
Zombies are not real.
What?
Okay, yeah. Let's not start it like that. So. Oh, wait, no.
You say this like it's going to be a big discussion thing. We're going to like talk for like 5 minutes about this and then be like, what?
Okay, fine then. I'll hold it off a little bit more with a Sierra middle school graduation is interrupted by a black bear.
Ah,
yes. That's right. Bear walks in on their high school graduation.
Oh, awesome. I just keep going in a circle. Okay, hang on. Let me try this again. Random article. I'm gonna click a random article. Okay, I'm gonna look away. I'm just gonna keep clicking random article until I find something.
And we had babies in the crowd.
All right, hang on. Thomas Shippers. You guys are gonna learn something new today. Thomas Shippers. He was an American conductor. He was highly regarded in his work for opera. Okay. Next one.
Next.
St. Austin Press. International Social Security. Oh, no. Stupid. Okay, go on.
Okay, so yeah, this guy came in and this little bear ruined their high school graduation.
Okay. Okay.
That is awesome.
That is really awesome.
That is awesome, actually.
How about the top seven?
I'm so glad they got shit on like that.
How about the top 12 terrible product names?
Yes. Okay.
Do it.
Okay, let me post it.
Something's going to involve fapping, I know it.
Ah, poop, I hit the wrong button. Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, we're definitely reading this one.
Awesome.
Words, language.
There, everybody see that?
The fig. No. Hang on, let me try it now. Adi.
It'll most likely take me to Internet Explorer, which will piss me off, but you know, whatever.
Just copy and paste it.
Maybe your genitals, hand sanitizer.
No, it's maybe you touched.
Oh.
So number 12 is...
Maybe you touched your genitals. double in size, but not double. What?
What are you reading?
Double in size, but not the burger right below it.
Double in size, but not double.
Lame mirror. Okay, that was kind of expecting. Random crap. Wasted
naked,
and broke.
Wasted and broke. My bad.
Hey guys, slow it down.
Go the fuck to fuck to sleep. Fuck. Shit be gone. crushed pineapple, bad. And there's a crushed. Oh, hand job, I saw that.
Hand job in its claws.
Invisible table. There's nothing there. Hands off. Invisible master. I love hands off.
Somebody go to that link.
No.
I'll do it.
What is this? Chubby stick.
Chubby stick, moisturizing lip coloring.
So that Canadian cannibal porn star on the loose. What?
What?
No. On May 29th, the mysterious same baggage arrived at the Conservative Party headquarters. Good for you. In Ottawa, Ontario. Staffers were immediately overwhelmed by the package was quickly closed and the police were called. The hazmat team x-rayed the box, determined the package contained
zombie apocalypse. Federal government denies existence of flesh-eating monsters.
I know, that's for later.
I'm going to read this article right now.
It was determined the package
denies existence of zombie despite cannibal incident.
Foot.
Jason.
No, I'm going to read this.
There is more. What? That was May 29th. What is that? Dude, zombie apocalypse, I'm telling you, man. Again, even foot was sent to the concert. Well, I guess, you know, they need a foot up their ass anyway. But,
okay, this is going to be one that you guys are talking about. I'm not, because I feel like I still have some people that enjoy it when I talk on this podcast.
Wait. Hang on. Let me look at this. Magnata had gained internet infamy in 2010 when he identified by animal rights activists as the maker of gruesome animal torture videos. Nice. You're 4chan.
Dude, this is an actual product.
In a series of videos, Magnata killed kittens by suffocation in a vacuum. Nice! Drowning them in a bathtub and feeding them to a python. Sorry, that last one just made me laugh. Okay.
Oh, like a terrible human being for laughing at all these. So many kittens have died this week.
Authorities get the animal torture videos to a video circulating on the internet that appeared to show Magnata murdering a man. Wow.
The video of a man
tied to a bed is repeatedly stabbed with an ice pick by another man resembling Magnata. The body is then dismembered and the murderer performs act of necrophilia and cannibalism. I'm telling these horny zombies are all over the place, man.
I know. Click on the link I just posted.
Why? Seriously, why is there all these cannibal? Kind of scared now. There's a lot of cannibal things lately. Wasn't there somebody who ate their kid, right?
Yes.
Okay. By the morning of today, zombie apocalypse was Google's third most popular search term.
No way.
Yeah.
Dude, this thing's happening.
I just Googled it again just to add up to the list.
Dude, the guy that got his face eaten survived.
No.
Oh, yeah, I heard he was in he didn't die. I mean, he's just missing a whole face, but.
You're kidding.
Doctors are having a very difficult time on how to put his face back together.
Yeah, I heard he survived. He was just
and then on Tuesday, 21-year-old Alexander of Maryland allegedly admitted to dismembering his roommate, and then eating his heart and brain.
Okay, I guess we're going on this now. Yeah.
Zombie.
Cops in Canada,
hang on, look at
CNN. Canada are also searching for a low-budget porn actor who allegedly killed a young man with an ice, dismembered the body, and then raped and ate.
I was just talking about that.
I was just reading this. But where did you get your hands on an ice pick?
Okay.
He played a lot of Minecraft.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no, those aren't the same thing, are they?
No, they're not even close.
I was thinking it was just like a regular pick.
Gawker fingered a mysterious rash breakout in Hollywood and other parts of Florida, which hazmat and disease control teams still can't explain, as further proof that zombies are taking over.
Zombies.
So, Jason, how do you feel on this whole zombie thing?
I think it's bullshit.
Okay.
I don't think it's...
Just for that comment, as soon as something is chewing your face out, I'm going to point and laugh.
Oh, damn it.
I think it's zombies.
Wait, okay.
But I'm
Kevin,
pretty
are you
sure
going
this is
with
not
the
normal.
Flow?
With so
Kevin,
many
are you going with the flow of the statement that you believe in zombies, even though you know you don't?
No, I know.
Jason's a hipster.
No, I know that there is not going to be a zombie.
Wait. Ryan, did you just call me a hipster?
Yeah, you're not following the mainstream media, man.
Because, dude. Mainstream. I am like the most mainstream person you will ever meet.
Well, mainstream saying shit. Zombie apocalypse is going to happen. Do you think
zombie apocalypse is bull? Just look at the logic.
Hey, hipster. Okay, hipster.
Seven scientific reasons a zombie apocalypse will.
Fox News said it was going to happen. It must happen.
Post a link.
Okay.
Although I will say, I don't think it's normal for this many people to be eaten lately. That is kind of weird.
Oh, yeah. I want to find the article where that woman cut out the fetus from her body and then whipped it at a
Ignore that. Ignore that link. That's a bad link. That's the one we want. That
eight,
other
eight
is something
weirdest stuff people tried to trade. So, okay.
No, we're not discussing that. That was an accident.
Baseball tickets.
The woman who offered sex for baseball tickets on Craigslist.
Oh, World of Warcraft.
The woman who offered
gold.
Sex for Warcraft gold.
Nice. I would.
The woman who was caught offering sex for two McDonald's cheeseburgers
totally
auctioned it for charity.
The prostitute who auctioned sex for charity.
For Frito-Lay chips. tickets to see a panda.
The student offered a hand job in exchange for tickets to see a panda. And then the overnight millionaire who was offered daily oral sex for the rest of his life in exchange for $2 million. The one who was arrested for allegedly
chicken
offering
nuggets.
Sexual favors in exchange for
okay.
chicken mixed nuggets.
Okay, we're going on to the zombie. Oh, okay, wow, crack.com. And like they actually have real articles.
No, you'd be surprised on how good this article was. I enjoyed
they're funny, but I wouldn't say they're legitimate.
No, I think they wrote this one very well.
They have too many natural predators.
Seven scientific reasons a zombie outbreak will fail quickly.
Okay, so number one is because there's so many natural predators. And they got a point there. The only reason humans have survived so long is because it's not because we're hard to kill, but it's because we can kill.
No. It's because we're hard to kill.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
We're simply too difficult. Smart. No, we are not too smart.
I'm telling you, sharks can't get us because we made boats.
No, that's not why we made
boats. Sharks can't get us because we have boats. That makes us difficult to kill.
Okay. Kevin, yeah. I have one simple reason or counter argument to say that. Where it says we are simply too smart.
Yeah.
America.
Yeah, that's a good point.
America.
Fuck yeah. Come in again to save the world.
Okay, number six is they can't take the heat. So basically, when the chemicals of a dead body were to mix it with the sun, they go boom boom.
They just rot. Yeah. It says.
That, yeah, it causes their body to decompose quicker. Bacteria starts eating.
You're applying physics to something that is physically impossible to happen.
Meaning a July,
I don't
zombie get it. Pretty much anywhere in a few weeks would result in rampaging monsters bursting like little meat balloons.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but again, I mean, it's already not possible. It's impossible for zombies, for a person to come back to life. So why would
but we're
this,
not saying we're not
what,
saying that
why would
that.
This apply to them?
Well, since when did they die?
Exactly. So they didn't die. So they wouldn't rot.
That's a good point.
Hmm.
Okay, next point.
You guys are so stupid.
I'm just saying, from what I've been defining it, he actually has a point.
They can't handle the cold. All right, let's go to Russia.
Yeah, I'm not trusting Russia with that. Number four.
I would trust Antarctica.
What if that actually happened? Like, everybody had to move to Russia, and it just became, like, the safe place.
These meet your girlfriend ads are getting really annoying now.
All right, biting is a terrible way to spread a disease.
No, that's a good point.
That's a terrible point, because how do we know zombies bite?
Movies.
What if it's...
Wow, that's actually an even better point. Okay.
What if they just, like, spray you with, like, goo? Ew. They can't...
Yeah, no. So sexual.
Day-to-day damage. Yeah, they can.
No, they can't, because if they don't have a nervous system, you can't heal yourself.
But if they didn't die, they still have a nervous system.
Okay. No, because... Both of the cases, the people couldn't feel pain. Remember, the guy was mauling the guy's face off, and the police officer shot him? The bath salts he was on fried his nervous system.
I don't know. Hang on.
The landscape, zombie-proof barriers.
Yeah, I could see that.
That is very true. Very true. But they make the radical assumption that zombies cannot see it dark.
Yeah, good point.
The last one is weapons and the people who use them. What happened to Ryan?
I don't know. Ryan, you still here?
I think he died. He's a zombie now.
No,
great.
Someone tried some bath salts.
Ah, now he's going to maul our faces off. Honestly. Oh, God.
Ryan?
He's knocking at my door.
Oh, you're back.
Yeah.
I thought you turned into a zombie.
No, I did. Anyways, the landscape is full of zombie-proof barriers.
We already went over that.
What if they can climb? Okay. Did you already cover everything? How do you know they can't?
You didn't really get the last one.
Weapons and the people who use them. Idiots who are going to use them and shoot each other. Anarchy is going to ensue.
Zombies.
I guarantee you.
Zombies can use weapons. What if they could?
No, Jesus, they can't.
How do you know?
Shut up. They lack all forms of reasoning.
But how do you know? If you don't even know if they're real, how do you know they can't?
Okay, this is all radical assumptions.
Exactly.
Like based off of stuff like The Walking Dead, they cannot think or process anything.
That's like saying Jesus knows how to use a weapon. How do we know?
Oh my God. Why would... Oh God.
Okay. So back to the three main stories. Apparently there was one that just happened like 45 minutes ago.
What? No.
Yeah.
Somebody got eaten?
Yeah, another cannibalism case just happened.
What?
Yeah, what? The guy ate his
cannibalism news. There's a whole section for cannibalism on Huffington Post.
Yeah, I'm starting to like Huffington Post.
Student ate roommate's brain and heart, cops say.
Yeah, when did this happen?
I think that was a while ago.
I heard it's like within the last 3 hours.
6/1/2012, 7:27 p.m.
Yeah, that's an hour.
Oh, no, no, that was updated, but posted. It was yesterday.
Okay, wait. What?
Yeah, people are eating people.
Wait, this
I think
is...
they're just doing it because they're attentions.
I have no idea what you just said.
Wait, this is the same one. No, it's not. Never mind.
Okay, so what about the guy that was getting yelled at by a police officer and was capable of cutting his stomach open putting his hand inside, ripping out his lower
intestine. Where is this? I didn't hear that.
Yeah, I want to read this article.
Okay, I'm finding it for you guys.
I think Nancy yes.
Rogan's. And then fight about the bitch who cut open her
that one
her I've stomach and ripped out the baby and whipped it at a car.
Guy throws organs at. Whoa, that's a Battlefield 3 post. I don't trust that at all.
Yeah.
That's probably a scrolling article. Okay, here you guys go. Man throws intestines at police officer.
The zombie apocalypse is starting. Okay, load. Come on. It's from a forum?
Why would you put a forum
I can't find the actual news article. Okay, that's about.
I found it. I found it. It's on Huffington.
I remember you linked me to this.
Here, I'll link it to you. That's the article. Wayne Carter threw intestines.
Well, I'm there right now.
Is there any video or something?
No. No, there's
not. I'm not gonna lie. I kind of want to see that.
Have you guys seen the video from the guy eating the other guy's face?
No,
or no?
I'm not watching that.
I saw it. You can't actually see anything. It's literally just.
I honestly want to see the video.
It's literally
I
just.
Honestly do.
You can't see anything. It's literally just a guy laying on the ground and the other guy over top of him. It's kind of gay looking. Not gonna
kind of like a gay porno.
No, I'm still not watching that. No, I'm definitely not watching
it. You literally can't see a single thing.
Yeah, I'm not going to watch it now.
Woman pulls baby stomach and hits police car.
See, I thought you just said she had a baby and she threw the baby. That might make more sense, but I don't remember pulling a fetus out of.
She was probably under the influence of drugs, cut open her stomach, and took out the fetus and whipped it at a police car.
Did the baby
survive?
According
to Kevin telling me this.
No, the baby died. Did the baby survive?
What? Abortion.
This is just one reason why abortion
should be legal.
I can't find that one. I saw it on Twitter.
Okay, let me try to find this. Woman throws cat in trash can, puppies in a river, flower, away lottery ticket, okay?
Woman eats baby.
Woman throws baby.
Oh, Jesus.
At car.
Cannibal blows them on little kids. That's just weird.
Woman killed her infant son and ate part of its brain.
Hey, is this it?
Dude.
Wait, what?
How long ago was that?
That one was posted July 29th. Oh, whoa, what? No.
Oh, that can't work. It's only June.
No, July 29th, 2009.
The time travel ruined
that. That was posted 3 years ago. I'm not trusting that.
Yeah. Hey, so did you guys hear about those people on the Oregon Trail that ate each other? Oh, wait, that was like 1800s.
Yeah, the Donner Party?
Okay.
Well, there was only one.
Wait, was that the Donner? Survivor? Was that the Donner? Found
it. Yeah, that was the Donner Party. There's a highway named after it, the Donner Highway.
Ryan, this wasn't it, but this one's still really hilarious. Oh, yeah. A 29-year-old woman is behind bars after allegedly throwing a month-old baby into a stopped car through an open window.
Oh, yeah, is that the one I just linked to you?
Yeah.
This is terrible. This is.
Couple reportedly were arguing over money. It couldn't be determined if she had an attorney.
You know, I last episode I originally thought we couldn't go any lower. I was wrong.
No.
I was oh so wrong.
Yeah, society is really.
No,
really
no, I don't mean society. I just mean our podcast. Just.
Down. Oh, our podcast in general. Yeah, our podcast is just hit. It's like beyond.
See, we thought we went to rock bottom, but then we realized we had a pick and a shovel, and we could break through and make it further through the bottom. We're now falling through the void right now.
Well, we're falling into the depths of hell.
We're in a beta hole.
We're gonna end up in China, and we're gonna die because they're communists.
I don't even think they're communists in China, are they? They are.
China's communist.
That's really?
A while ago. Is China
I got this one that was posted 3 days ago. Woman cuts up her 3-year-old baby, boils the toes and eyes, and eats it.
Delicious.
No, yeah, yeah, the world's ending.
Oh, you should see the pictures of this woman.
Actually, I think it's not going to be a zombie outbreak, but a cannibalism outbreak.
Which would be zombies. Because there's no
theory, yes.
Everybody,
everybody
knows that there's no such thing as anything that eats humans that isn't a cannibal, you know?
Wait. If you're a zombie and you eat humans, are you considered a cannibal?
Look at that woman.
No, because the zombie isn't technically human anymore.
But it is, but it's like a... Whoa, nice hair.
Because a zombie is technically not alive.
But people say fetuses are human, and they're like, oh, you can't abort them.
No, fetuses are not human either.
And then they're like, you can't abort them. But that's
no,
not...
No.
So basically, fetuses are like equal to zombies.
Basically.
Not the outbreak now. Oh, kill them before they lay eggs.
Oh God!
Oh, this is terrible.
This is
Ryan.
By
how long?
Far the...
What?
How long has this been recording?
49 minutes.
Oh,
perfect.
Plus no. The 5 minutes from the other one.
Kevin, please.
I'm not ending it.
Kevin, please logically try and explain how a zombie could be formulated.
No, I really don't believe it.
No, please, let's see your attempt. We should all make attempts to see how a zombie could logically.
Okay, well, I do believe to a degree that there is a chance that these drugs should be spread to the common people.
All right, ready?
And from this, we could be not necessarily a zombie outbreak, but like you guys said, a cannibal outbreak.
All right. No, actually, there is a parasite that turns people into zombies, basically. Like, it can control people. Let me find
LQP79.
But that was a troll.
Oh no, it's control.
Yeah, that was a troll article.
No. There's. I heard about this a while ago. It can control ants. I think not humans.
Control ants.
Parasite causes zombie ants to die in an ideal spot. Oh no, zombie ants controlled by parasitic functions.
And then if
this
the virus mutates,
wait, hang on. So these ants can take over.
Look at zombie ants controlled by parasitic fungus for 48 million years. Is it M?
What?
The oldest evidence. No. I just linked it.
I totally done Google search. I feel stupid. No. Oh wow, that's.
You can find whole graveyards with 20 or 30 ants in a square meter.
Oh my god.
It's like a mass suicide. It's like an ant suicide pact.
Oh, that's creepy.
Now, what if it comes to humans? Parasites.
Yeah, that's if the virus mutates and comes to humans.
I don't know, but I think at that note, I am going to need to go because apparently it's either that or we will get in trouble copyright strike wise. So
wait, what is this? Hang on.
I got people playing music in the background now.
Okay, I can't hear anything though.
I know, I'm muting my mic.
I just linked something.
Okay, I'll open it. So thank you guys for listening. This has been the Forever Alone podcast.
We're gonna talk more about the zombie week.
Okay, we'll record on Fridays
because I have more to say.
Okay. Yes. Thanks for watching, guys.
And I hope you waste the whole time.
Out.
Bye.